We're back, haters.
Hey.
Can't get rid of us yet.
Gang, gang, gang.
Welcome to Homeroom. My name is Hunter. I'm here with Pat Coyle, a.k.a. America's Dad Bod, a.k.a. Pat, tall, dark, and handsome. More like short, white, and yells at the TV in front of his children, Coyle.
I just want the Chargers to be a good football team, but I'm here with Hunter, a.k.a. the Michael Jackson of podcasting, a.k.a. the Kellyanne Conway of comedy. Heck.
What can I say? Look, you just speak your mind and be who you were born to be.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's not...
And just
whether
let
it's the body that you were given,
right,
or the age you were given.
And you just kind of let the cards fall where they may.
Follow your heart.
Yeah, and you just don't... You can't let what other people think influence who you are, you know? That's what it comes down to.
So you're a huge Michael Jackson fan, regardless of everything.
I'm not going to touch it.
Okay.
So welcome to Homeroom.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Pat. Welcome to my home.
Oh, well, thank you.
And a room that's in my home.
Hence the name, Peel Back the Layers.
It has nothing to do with anything else besides that. Each week.
School's back in session again.
School's
still
back.
Maybe that's our tagline.
School's back.
School's back in
always
session. Boys.
and
girls.
It's October, which is a very exciting time.
No, it's not. Yeah, it is.
When people listen to this, it will be.
That's
right now,
crazy.
It is.
That's
May,
actually insane.
May 27th,
2011.
Yep.
Before podcasts even existed.
Pat and I both have five hot, sloppy toppies that we brought to talk to each other about.
Twins.
And I wish so desperately that we could just hang out and talk for about an hour.
Just a little business.
And just hang out, shoot the shiz, but we gotta pay the bills.
If it were up to me, I'd just say shut those iPods off.
You're right.
Skip ahead. Mm-hmm. Skip all this nonsense.
Yeah, hit
and
that.
Let's just get to the joyride.
Hit that 30-second skip button and just get to the good stuff. But
we need the money.
We need the listens on this. Because despite the fact that we're raking in an obscene amount of listens for each episode.
I thought you were going to say bitcoins.
We have a lot of expenses.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just something that we kind of throw together and Pat comes over to my house and we just kind of hang out for an hour. Like, this is a whole, like,
yeah,
an international conglomeration at this point.
We've actually, this whole thing originally started with Hunter and I. We are Bitcoin miners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we just figured, like, we have the infrastructure, may as well start a podcast.
Exactly, yeah. And I'll be
honest, we are miners first.
And when you asked me if I wanted to be a Bitcoin miner, I was so down for it. I grabbed my hard hat with the little light on the end and my pickaxe and my shovel, and I was like, point me in the right direction. And you're like, okay, here's a laptop. And I was like,
what? Yeah.
What the hell are you talking
News
about?
Newsflash, welcome to the 21st century.
Right. And I somehow got the black lung
mm-hmm.
from Bitcoin mining. So that's something that I'm going to have to deal with.
We're dealing with workers' comp right
we'll
now.
Send you guys the GoFundMe. But anyway, so yeah, this is actually a huge production that we got going on. Expenses are through the roof. We have to fly first class because we both have bad backs.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot sit coach, and we have to fly first class in our private jet. And so we need to do advertisements. That's what we're getting to. We have a team of salespeople.
Douchebags.
Pat doesn't like them. I've fallen deeply in love with every single one of them on like a real emotional level, in a way that some might call gross, but what
That's
I would
disgusting.
Call being a professional boss in 2019.
Salespeople make me sick.
You got to kind of, well,
they make me
sick. You need to get to know them. You need to get to know them. Devin.
They're all business.
Devin has jet skis.
I hate jet skis.
No, you don't.
I do.
No.
I've never liked them.
Martha knows how to make deviled eggs.
I saw Martha checking me out and it made me very uncomfortable.
She just wants to get to know you, honestly. And
she
you need to try.
She would not stop looking at my biceps.
She's an alpha. She is. And she'll get what she wants. And that's why I love her.
It's intimidating.
And that's why I love her. And that's why I'm
very intimidating.
The stepfather to her children. But okay, anyway.
And Greg has popcorn lungs. That guy will not stop jeweling.
From the Bitcoin mining also.
Maybe. Or the jewel that he sucks on 24/7. Okay, can you just do it?
Okay. this episode of Homeroom is sponsored by my cousin Jay, now offering a limited time 50% deal on his light show glove boot camp.
So I can speak to this because this is actually something I'm very passionate
You're
about.
You're really close to this one.
I've been going to a lot of raves. ECDC was big. Electric.
Carnival Daisy Carnival.
Electric Carnival Daisy Carnival. Uh-huh. Greenhouse Gas Effect was fucking
off the chain.
Lit.
Yeah.
Steez Aoki mm-hmm. is number one in my heart. It's number two in my playlist. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if you like to go to raves and you love tripping out on Molly,
oh god,
then I'm sure you love a good light show.
Yeah.
You know? Those guys come around with those little gloves in their face, and your heart starts beating really fast, and you get really sweaty.
You fall in love.
And you just want him to stop, but you love it so much, and you feel like a moth.
It hurts so good.
Mm-hmm.
And what is not very well known is that they're not just hobbyists. They're not just people that kind of pick this up and kind of practice in their bedrooms. They're actually classically trained artists.
Artists.
And a lot of people will go to Juilliard or the Boston Conservatory for light gloving.
Miramar Community College.
Yeah. And institutions like that. But that's not for everyone.
Alliant.
That's not for everyone to participate in. So Pat's cousin Jay, who
is a super cool guy, very down to earth. When you talk to him, you would never guess that he was like one of the world's top 500 glovers.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of offering his services for a super low price of $25,000
and
per
that's
year.
A semester. Well, that's a semester.
Oh, that's the semester tuition.
And that's 50% off your first semester. Second semester is full. I mean, he can't just give this stuff out for free.
Of course.
It's so competitive.
Of course.
But it's such a good deal. And so,
and you're saving so much money as opposed to going to, you know, France to study there, uh-huh. Or, you know, Juilliard or something like that.
And this isn't just peekaboo we're talking. Like, this is top shelf gloving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll give people seizures with this shit.
Right.
Like,
this is
good.
I've heard that Jay has learned how to strategically dislocate the knuckles on his fingers to kind of create
some of these
effects.
Yeah. They call them jelly.
What do they call them? Pat? He's crying right now. He's so passionate about what his cousin is capable of. And the sacrifices that he's made, he's actually getting emotional.
Call him jelly knuckles.
Jelly knuckles. Yeah, I've heard of this. I've heard of this. And it's kind of like...
It's just so powerful to know someone who cares this much about their craft.
Right, and it's kind of like how UFC fighters or boxers would get cauliflower ear. His hands are about four times the size that they should be. From all the arthritis and everything, but he's still...
And he grinds through.
Yeah, and he's still able to, because he's older. He's getting up.
He's 60.
Glovers will phase out in their mid-40s, and this guy's still doing it at 63. Yeah.
He's the Tom Brady of gloving.
Right.
Truly. Yeah.
He's won five Super Bowls for it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, he's definitely gotten his money worth out of this. I mean, we went off.
Yeah.
And enough about Jay.
We weren't even like really reading the copy there, so he got a good deal on that one. All right, 10 minutes.
There we go.
That's a great amount of time to introduce a show.
Do you guys understand? Wait, okay, let's just jump right into it. I have a good topic to start.
Let's hear it.
I like games. Mm. And I want to play a game with you. You seem tight, you know? You seem uptight.
I'm a little... Okay, that's true.
I
could
use
a little loosening up.
I feel like we need to get on the same page.
All right.
We should play a game called Mind Meld.
Ooh.
Do you have... Yeah. Throw it on. Tell them what's good.
I got a good sound effect for this.
Mind Meld. All right. The way you play Mind Meld is... This could go really well or incredibly well.
I've played this before. It's taken us up to 30 minutes at sometimes, it feels.
So the way you play is we're gonna count down. We're gonna go 3, 2, 1, and then just say a word. And then from there, we're gonna go 3, 2, 1 again until we say the exact same word. There, just like that.
No cheatsies. This is 100% true. And this is a great way to start the show because this is going to get us right where we need
to be. On the same mother freaking page.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
we're in the same book right
intro
now.
Intro the show for 10 minutes. Yeah. Play a game to warm ourselves up for the show for 45. Maybe 45, 50 minutes. Yeah. And then we'll get into the real content. Okay.
All right. Don't look at me. Close my eyes. Mm-hmm. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Sandwich. Ball. Sandwich ball.
Easy.
Okay. Oh, easy. Come on. We could two this.
Okay, I think we're going to two this. No cheatsies?
Yep.
Ready? Three, two, one.
Club.
Meatball.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, meatball club. Okay.
Okay. Some good dead air there, what do you think?
Meatball club.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Three, two, one. Mafia. Italian mafia.
There's only two options.
Italian mafia. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Italian mafia.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Three, two, one.
The Godfather.
Let's go. Let's go.
That was
the episode on the line.
That was huge. That
I almost said Tommy Gunn. Wow.
Oh, man. Oh, I thought you were
Do you guys hear those thunderous daps?
We are so ready to go.
That was
we
good.
We need some celebration music for that.
Yeah, and there's only one thing.
yeah. Wow,
that was sick.
And it's only been 12 minutes. It feels like it's been 30.
Yeah, but it's because for a moment there, we were in one another's brains.
Right.
Like time kind of stopped. Inside of like a little library.
Time kind
of
stopped. It was kind of like Inception, where like to us, that seemed like it was days.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, people have already skipped over all of
this. Mere matter of minutes it took for us to sync up entirely. It's like Avatar where we connect our hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we just brain sex.
Well, our penises were docked for that whole thing.
Yeah.
That's
how mind meld works.
Yeah. So I have a story.
Okay.
I started off last week with a bit of a personal story. I'm going to start off this week with a bit of a personal story.
Oh, great.
So it's October now. Spirit Halloween stores are starting to pop up all over the country, occupying abandoned Toys R Us's and Kmart's. And you can feel it in the air. Trader Joe's is selling all of their Halloween bullshit. They're selling Halloween bullshit.
Halloween necessities.
Oh, Boo Bark is... Where else? Boo Bark?
Yeah.
Boo Bark?
I like it.
No, you don't.
I like it. I don't like the squash-flavored like pasta
anything?
Sauces.
Squash-flavored anything.
Squash.
I don't like squash-flavored squash. I prefer my squash to taste like pizza.
Yam?
Pizza. Okay. But this is not the point.
Mm-hmm.
The point is I wanted to relive with you my Halloween from last year. I don't know if you remember... But I relived it again this past weekend in telling a story. And I realized how incredibly embarrassing and sad it truly was. So the last Halloween, we were fresh in a new house after living in an apartment for the last 4 years. No trick-or-treaters when you live in an apartment. It's impossible to cater to trick-or-treaters, really.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a house. Renting a house. I don't want people to think I'm like owning Bill Gates, honestly. Yeah. I don't want people to think I'm freaking Steve Ballmer or whatever. Like, renting a house in the suburbs. And I got excited. One of our first things was going to be trick or treating.
Yeah.
We're going to cater to the youth and really connect with like a community that we had missed out on. So we got really excited. We got a big bowl of fun size candies. We got five. King size candy bars.
I hope you got egged
for the first five trick or treaters to come by. We made.
What is that? What is that incentive?
It's a little treat for people who are eager to stop by.
Yeah, but it's also unfair to the other kids who maybe started in a different location, but started just as early.
But see, they're going to get enough candy. This is just a fun thing to know. Hey, we got a fun house.
Why not the last five kids?
Because then people would have to see those king size in the bowl and know that I purposely wasn't giving it to them.
And then you say, oh, sorry, came at the wrong time.
It's a problem we didn't have because we had one trick-or-treater come by the entire night. We had put a tea light candle walkway in our driveway, Pat, to invite people into our home.
So they would be well lit as the hordes of children were lining up.
So it would be no mistake that we were welcoming to trick-or-treaters. And we gave away one king-size Kit Kat to a teenager.
Why did you go with Kit Kat?
Who was dressed like a nerd.
A teen?
A teen.
How old?
Probably 14.
That's too old.
He got a king-size Kit Kat, and I honestly wanted to give him the entire bowl. I was feeling
pretty
dejected.
How late in the night was it? Like, at this point, you were already defeated.
It had been like an hour. We were just...
An hour?
We were just about to start getting worried, like no one was going to show up to our party, and then he came, and then I was like, okay, now it's going to get going. We were dressed up like vampires. Which is the saddest part.
Pathetic.
It's really sad. So,
was
honestly...
Was he spooked? Was this one 14-year-old... scared of you?
This might be surprising, but I think he thought it was pretty dumb. So
why do you think that is?
Why did no one
Do kids still trick or treat?
I think they still do. I think we live nearby some places that are probably better destinations for it.
That's true. I feel like in LA or like depending on your neighborhood, but there's a lot of transport trick or treaters. You know?
Oh, they come.
No, they won't trick-or-treat in their home markets. You know?
Oh, they'll go to the
Target locations.
The rich areas.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
if I lived in LA, I would go when I was a kid.
I did that when I was a kid. You know where all the houses are that are giving out the big candy bars?
Yeah.
You go swing by there.
But it's also just like easier. I wonder if kids like Uber to different neighborhoods now.
Honestly, probably. The smart ones do.
I wonder if there's an app. I bet there's like an app where families can like register and be like, this is the loot you can get. If you come to my pad,
I think it's probably
that
tied.
Sounds like actually just a
yeah. I think that's probably
app.
Tied
yeah,
with the
never mind.
What's the called that website that lets you know
where Santa is?
No, where the pedophiles are.
Oh,
so yes, where the Santas are.
Jesus, yeah, that's sad. I don't think. When was the last time you went trick or treating? Like how old?
Last year, after no one came to my house, I went to go find out you know what other people were doing better than me.
Oh, so like it was a reconnaissance.
Yeah, it was more of a recon mission. But anyway,
you're a vampire.
I'm going to take this year off of Halloween after last year. I'm not going to get back on the horse.
Jeez. It's funny you say horse. Last year, I dressed up as a horse.
Yeah. And I'm sure you gave away a lot of candy to some fucking kids, dude.
Wait, so I'm serious. When was the last time you...
Oh, probably seventh grade.
I feel like there was a very real moment in my last trick-or-treating session where like me and all my friends were like... This is wrong.
Probably won't do it. Well, yeah.
This feels wrong.
There's probably one year where you're like, okay, we're probably not going to do this again next year. But yeah, that's the thing is like you trick or treat one year and then you don't the next year. Like there's no dipping your toes in. I feel like, especially once you get invited to like Halloween parties.
Yeah.
You know
hell
what I'm
yeah.
talking about?
Hell yeah.
Dry ice and some cauldrons.
Let's go. A couple Zimas for the boys.
What? I wouldn't mind it.
What was your best Halloween costume?
Oh, I don't... Oh, okay. I actually do remember this. I was in elementary school, and I was freaking out last minute because I didn't have a Halloween costume to, like, an actual Halloween party. It was, like, an elementary school party where, like...
Rager.
Yeah, where some parents, like, threw a party. And I was freaking out last minute because I didn't have a costume. And all the other kids always kind of went pretty all out with their costumes.
Hell yeah.
And so last minute, my mom wrapped me up in saran wrap and tinfoil. And I went as leftovers.
Ah, and it was a hit?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think no one knew what I was.
No, that's not very good.
It's a creative idea.
It is, yes.
If you didn't do it in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But we wrote like an expiration date on me. It didn't really connect. People thought I was
sense.
Like a bad Tin Man from
like
Willy Wonka.
Inspired Tin Man yeah. from Willy Wonka.
Yeah, the Tin Man from Willy Wonka. He was
iconic.
He was cut out of most of the movie.
That's a deep cut.
But anyway, anyway, what about your best Halloween costume?
Mine, I was in sixth grade, and I think that might have been the first year I didn't trick or treat, and because there was also like an elementary school party at like a girl's house. It was like one of the first like boy girl parties.
Oh, boy girl parties.
Oh hell yeah! So and I was like, this is my chance, and I dressed up as a girl. And my mom like totally signed off on all of this, but like, cause she like helped me make the costume, but I put like big boobs.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like a sixth grade boy. I'm like, that's going to be
back when
hilarious.
Cross dressing was hilarious.
Yeah.
It's and in all the movies.
And I just had like a pink tank top, like one of my sisters. And I just put like half, like I took like a styrofoam ball and just cut it in half and just had huge big old cans. And the mom of the party literally asked me to leave.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Cause I was like being so inappropriate. Yeah, you're being like the whole night. I was just like being like a sixth grade boy with boobs. So I just kept like playing with them and like doing like lewd things.
Yeah, of course.
And then she literally was like, I was super uncomfortable, but like, I think she like asked my mom, she like called my mom and was like, you have to get your son.
It's super comparable to a girl dressing up as a guy with like a big D. They're just like whipping it under their shorts. Like, check this out. I'm a boy.
That's what we do.
You probably would have asked that lady to leave your party.
I don't know. It was a good costume. I was a hit.
You were sixth grade?
I was hot.
Sixth grade?
I was Patricia.
Do you hook up with any boys?
No, but I showed them all my boobs.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
Everybody, even my boys are gonna get some.
You got to start somewhere. Even my boys are gonna get some.
Yeah, it was questionable. I don't know how my mom let that happen. But all right, I got one.
Let's hear it.
You want to hear it?
No.
I got a hypo.
Oh, I love a good hypo. The hypo king is back.
Here we go. Hunter. If you had $1 million.
Okay. I do, but I mean, I guess I'll pretend I don't.
A new set of $1 million.
Okay. Oh, that's fun.
Fresh new milli.
Uh-huh.
And you had to spend it in one day or else it would all disappear.
Mm. What would I spend,
spend it on?
I'd have to hit.
And you can't like freaking invest it. You just can't.
I have to spend $1 million on the dime.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably give it to charity. What's the next question, bitch?
No, that disappears. It doesn't count. That doesn't
what?
Count.
Charity doesn't count now?
No.
Charity doesn't count, Pat Coyle?
Not. Of course
Pat
not.
Pat Coyle doesn't,
you have
doesn't
to
think that
buy
charity counts?
Physical goods with your $1 million.
Okay, I'll buy lunch for all the kids. What's your next question? I'm such a good guy. I'm literally such a good guy. That's what I would
You're
do.
You're really helping this topic have legs.
I'm literally.
All right, I'll go. If I had $1 million, I would spend it on, I'd probably buy like just a lot of video game things and that's it.
You think you can spend $1 million on video game stuff?
In one day.
Are you kidding? Like
yes.
600
I think
PlayStations?
I would like, I think I would, actually no. I'd get like a ridiculously like unsafe exotic animal. Maybe I'd buy like a lot or like a tiger.
But that's not something
you can spend it. It probably costs.
No,
I never looked into it.
But isn't the question if you had one day to do this? I don't think you could find a Siberian tiger in a day.
If I had $1 million, I could. I'd all just right. put my feelers out. I'd go on Facebook or something. I feel like Facebook has like weird tiger vendors all over it. Yeah. And I would just put it out there on like,
dude,
Facebook Marketplace, like looking for tiger, have cash.
I would venture a guess that there's probably an exotic animal for sale within 15 miles of where we are right now.
Yeah, that is a
I think it's
crazy
probably
industry.
More common than we might think.
Yeah. Well, But like,
so
how?
You buy one tiger?
Where do you get... Because they always talk
you
about
gotta
tigers.
Know people.
Do you think like the tiger count is accurate? Like when they're like, oh, there's only 800 tigers left in the world. Do you think they even know? Like, there's probably
the
so
tigers?
Many. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's probably so many like unregistered tigers.
That's a good point.
Think about all those tigers in like music videos that you see.
Like, oh, I'm sure those tigers are.
Where are those tigers coming from?
Yeah, I mean, they're living the life. They're like where all those, the other tigers
weird
want to
Instagram
get to.
Tigers that you just like see in Instagram like some tigers. Dude's like living room. You've seen those videos, like the it's just like random
rich people of Instagram, and they're like, check out this tiger, and the tiger's just like emaciated
in like
and
Dubai, and there's just like fucking like some guy's like brushing his teeth, and his tiger's just in the like bathroom.
Could I gamble it?
Gamble what?
$1 million?
No, you can't invest it. Come on.
That's not an investment.
That's no, you can't gamble.
That would be exciting.
You can't
though.
Do anything.
That would
to
be exciting.
Potentially increase the value.
Okay.
Just buy something.
I don't know why I'm having such a hard time with this.
You can't think of a thing to buy.
For $1 million?
Buy like
I'd probably get like 16 Teslas.
That's not $1 million.
Yeah, and then 16
or maybe
more.
It is. Maybe it is $1 million.
Math is going to be really 70, hard for 000. Us. No, it's a lot more than that. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'd probably buy my parents a house.
God. Fuck your parents. $1 million won't even get you like that nice of a house anymore, which is like also depressing.
Maybe for you, but...
Like $1 million cash?
But I mean, you're talking to someone who wants to give us $1 million to treat, to take care of someone's medical bills. So for me...
That won't go that far unless they have like fucking... Got like a need a tetanus shot.
Yeah, or either take a splinter
or
out.
Maybe they need to get like one like round of prescriptions because the pharmaceutical industry
Dude, honestly,
is so corrupt.
Let
I'm
them know,
calling
Pat.
You out.
Pat's calling out the pharmaceutical
industry.
Hey, big
pharma.
Yeah.
Hey, big pharma.
Let
yeah,
them know.
I'm talking to you.
Let them know.
This shit's too expensive.
Let
all right,
know.
I can get Advil from CVS, off brand. For $15, but when I want to treat my freaking diabetes,
let's go, dude. Diabetes.
I'm supposed to be a billionaire,
dude. I'm so fun.
When I get stung by a bee and I want to pop myself with a little epi, I gotta freaking pull up in my Rari to
seriously,
to
dude.
The pharmacy.
This
Are you kidding
so
me?
It's so F.
God dang,
pharma, you just got
take them down, everybody.
We're really getting a lot of work out of that one sound drop. I mean, none of the other ones are doing anything for me right now.
Disappointed.
Anyway, yeah, I'd spend $1 million on probably the VA.
God, you don't even know what that stands for.
Veteran
Virgin Army.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, you just gave your money to a bunch
really?
Of freaking virgins.
That would honestly piss me off. Okay, this is actually a great segue because of how I'm so plain and dumb and stupid and boring.
Yeah.
I had an opportunity this
the
week to
kick.
Come up with a fun fact about myself. You know that. Introduce yourself, where you're from, and a fun fact about yourself.
Two truths and a lie.
Dude, I hate every single time that I'm asked to give a fun fact about myself. I freeze up and think like, I need to actually sit down and think about this so I have one in the can whenever I need to like... Say something.
But that situation never comes about when you're ready for it.
I know, and it
That's
comes
the
around
whole point.
So infrequently. But I need something in my back pocket that I can just pull out. So I need your help to come up with a fun fact about me right
you're
now.
You're enlisting me.
Yes. I need help. Because I always say like I'm allergic to nuts or something, and it's not fun. That's not a fun fact.
That's what you say?
That's not a fun fact.
No, that's just like... Raising
Sad.
Up a flag and being like, I'm worst
vulnerable.
Guy in this room. No, not even. Vulnerability is interesting.
Oh, okay.
Being
okay.
allergic to peanuts is like
oh.
fucking, like, you're just that kid that they made sit at, like, the special lunch tables in high school. Or, like, the reason people can't eat peanuts on a plane. Like, you're just...
A liability.
Suck.
I'm a liability.
You're just
anyway, so this is why I need help with my fun fact.
Gosh.
I could say like I have a podcast with one of my
heroes. Would you say I'm your biggest hero?
like in terms of like people I look up to.
Yeah.
It's Tom Brady.
Jesus.
Followed by Jesus.
The Lord.
Mm-hmm. Third is
some could say I'm synonymous with both.
You're up there. Third is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and then you're probably my fourth biggest hero.
Nice.
That's a fun fact.
That's a fun fact for me.
Oh, God.
That I'm someone's fourth biggest hero.
That's true. That's something that you could say in a fun fact setting.
For you, I mean, maybe you could say you drink green tea.
Okay, that's not...
Hot green tea.
Yeah, I mean, that's not nothing.
Yeah.
That's definitely something.
It's not fun. It's a fact.
It is a yeah, I think it could be fun.
I drink green tea. It's more about the presentation.
Yeah. I actually drink green tea. Like you say like that.
Actually.
As if like no one does.
I drink green tea. Yeah.
And then the fun fact is like this guy doesn't know that how popular green tea is. This guy thinks he just found green tea.
Sometimes when I'm feeling crazy, I'll inject myself with 30 milligrams of caffeine on a night.
Yeah. Orally. I steep it into hot water and take it orally. It's called green tea. But I don't know. It's just kind of a thing. I'm kind of like an adventurous kind of like health nut.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know.
See, now you're
I don't
feeling
know
the pressure
my,
that
now
I feel.
I don't know what my fun fact is.
See, it's not... I don't think I would ever put a group of people in a situation to present a fun fact. Because it never is actually fun. There's
What's
nothing
a good fun fact you've heard someone say?
There's nothing fun about facts. There's fun things about opinions.
Anyone who has like a really good go-to fun fact isn't... Here we go. This is a truth statement. Anyone who has a good go-to, like, this is my fun fact, is never in an environment where they are asked to give a fun fact. Be like, if it was like, oh, I did a 900 at the X Games. Tony Hawk's never getting asked
people
what
know
his
fun
fact is.
People know his fun fact. Yeah. I guess when you're not anonymous, you don't need to ask.
Or if you're not boring, if you're not in a work environment.
I think we should be asked what our fun opinions are. Because we started can open up a real can of worms.
Change my mind.
If we know about like, if someone's fun fact is like, I have six cats, all of their names start with the letter D. You're just like, come on. But if your fun opinion is like, I think
all cats should be named D.
All cats' names should start with the letter D because it's the holiest letter. Now we can have a conversation about that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your fun opinion, Hunter?
I think the president's doing a great job.
Do we have politics?
No.
A politics sound media bar?
Oh, well, this one's pretty political. We start getting into our conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
So anyway,
what
I guess
Bernie Sanders was like in high school.
Probably the exact same person.
Fucking jock.
Literally the no. He was. That's kind of funny to think about, though.
I bet he was the captain of the freaking water polo team.
Oh, water polo.
Yeah.
That's not a jock.
Bernie.
Water polo is not a jock sport.
Yeah, what it is when it's freaking Bernie Sanders is playing.
Water polo is.
Oh, shut up.
Water polo is the best water sport. And all water sports are below any field sport.
No.
Yep.
Lacrosse?
I said it. Oh, yeah,
dude.
Lacrosse. They have weapons.
They need sticks.
They need sticks.
They need sticks
water polo.
To do their sport.
In water polo.
Their sport is so boring that they have to have a stick to play it.
I mean, but they can hurl those little balls pretty quickly.
Yeah, but I
can
use my
deck
arm
other.
To do it
no,
just
there's
as
no,
good.
I know water polo is an intense sport. But I need some speed in my sports. No one can swim fast enough to make it interesting.
That's not true.
Yes, it is, dude.
That's not true.
No.
I can swim faster than you can run.
Bullshit.
I don't think you can
swim faster than I can walk. That's why I don't want to watch water polo.
I promise you.
I don't want to watch water polo.
I'm not asking you to because you don't understand. Egg beating is fucking sick.
They pull each other's doughs down and so they expose them to everyone. They have to.
Yeah, you
ever a tactic
knee a grown man in the nuts?
Knee another grown man. I've kneed myself in the nuts. Think about that. Think about that for a second.
So you never came up with a fun fact or
nope,
a fun opinion,
and I never will. I don't have either.
What did you say when you were asked?
that I just got married.
Ew, that's lame.
I hate myself.
That's fun. That is fun.
No, it's not fun.
But it's like, I feel like fun facts aren't supposed to be like
fun,
timely,
and though. They're never.
How long are you gonna say I just got married?
It's over the rest of my life. That's my fun fact.
I married
forever.
My best friend.
I'm married.
You should just say I married my best friend.
And fun fact about me that kind of sets me apart from everyone is that I married my actual best friend. So what's up? What's up, fuckers?
I actually drink green tea.
And I drink green tea, which is interesting.
And I'm married to my best friend. And, okay, this, I know you only asked for one fun fact. Here's a third. I actually really like dogs.
Yeah.
I actually really prefer dogs over cats, too.
I like guinea pigs.
That would be way more fun.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll never have a fun fact.
So June is Pride Month.
Okay.
We've got seven deadly sins.
What?
Pride is one of them.
Okay.
What would the other months be?
All right, list the seven deadlies.
Yeah, I got to pull it up. I got to pull it up. I got to pull it up.
And we're not going to get into the, how you're equivalating.
No.
Pride
I'm not.
Month with it's, a sin?
It's No, I'm do not. You think I'm that, not. I'm do you not. Think that I'm having, not. I'm not. I'm do not. That, don't even say what you're about to say.
Do you think that?
Don't say that.
Do you think
don't
that?
Don't. Stop. No, right. I don't. I don't. What I'm saying is that I saw this on Reddit.
All right.
Okay. I thought it was an interesting talking point.
Well, of course, November would
so
be.
So we've got.
November's gluttony.
Do you want me to, can I list them off?
Okay, pretty, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. I know them all already, so.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Name them.
Pride. Death. All right, it's a sin to die.
Sloth.
Oh, I hate sloths.
Avoidance of physical or spiritual work.
And actual sloths.
Greed. Desire for material wealth or gain. Anger. Manifested in the individual. Lust. Gluttony.
Gluttony.
And envy.
Mm-hmm.
The desire for others' traits, status, abilities, or situation.
Funny. Do you think you've ever experienced all of those seven things?
Funny.
Do you think you've ever experienced all those seven things at the same time? And if so, do you think you'd go immediately
to
hell?
Okay. Can we do one?
All right. I'm going to try to.
Have I ever experienced pride, envy, gluttony, lust, anger, greed, sloth? I think every orgasm.
Probably orgasm and then go to hell.
Yeah. No, but every time I orgasm, that's what I feel.
Oh, a combination of all seven deadlies?
Pride, mostly.
mostly pride. Pride. You're very proud about it. You kind of walk around with your hands on your hips.
Dad, get in here.
Look at me.
All right. So go. November's gluttony.
November's gluttony.
Easy.
Sure.
Easy. All right.
Because you got Thanksgiving Day.
Of course. Yeah.
But December is also a little gluttony. December might be a little
greed.
Greed.
I think December's greed.
But there's so much giving as well in December, which has got to counteract the greed.
Does that say a lot about me that I immediately go to greed for Christmas? I get greedy.
My experience with Christmas is that it's super greedy.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there's a lot of giving.
Well, okay. Lust is February.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day. Everyone's horny.
Everyone's so horny.
Everyone is horny.
On Valentine's Tra-la-la. Day. And that's one day. This is me on February 14th every year.
My ding ding dong.
And that one day just...
Anger.
I hate...
Yeah, what's the worst month?
I hate August.
Really?
I hate August. That's my anger month for sure. There's no good sports. It's hot as shit. There's nothing good on television.
I kind of hate March.
March is madness, my baby?
Yeah, that's true.
And taxes?
Yeah, March is kind of, other than March Madness really carries March.
Yeah,
and
it's like 2 weeks of it. So yeah. It's like, you know. We gave February.
Okay. Yeah, we can give it to
lust because of one day.
Yeah, we can give it to what did we say? Anger is August. Angry August.
Sloth.
Oh, July.
I'm pretty active in July with summer.
July.
I feel like sloth.
But say it like
sloth
that.
Might be
July.
But I feel like sloth might be a little bit January. You're coming off of the holidays, kind of.
Did we lock down that November is gluttony and December is greed?
We can for now.
We'll do it.
And I this think is January, the official list. January is pretty slothy.
All right. And now we got envy.
Jealousy.
Envy.
Right. Okay. I guess it's not the same thing as jealousy.
Synonym.
I'm pretty envious of...
Maybe July. Maybe July, because that's when you see people do like cool summer trips.
Cool summer trips. They're looking nice in their
and you're just like bundled up hiding from peanuts.
Shut up, dude. God. Honestly.
With your best friend.
Yeah.
Drinking
so
green
I think
tea.
That so all on yeah, all of the sins mm-hmm. are kind of accounted for. And especially pride, which Pat has been very clear is a sin.
No. It's just a conveniently named month, okay. All right.
Did we so hit them all?
That's it.
Do we hit them all?
Yeah, we did it. Isn't that interesting?
I think
the
that's
seven
fun.
Deadly sins, are they from the Bible?
I don't think they're from the Bible. I think they're from like a Catholic interpretation of the Bible and like
is that just from what not what's it to called? Do. Dante's? Is that literally where it originated?
Oh, I surely don't know. I can make something up.
Dante's Inferno?
Yeah, it's from Dante's Inferno. The seven layers of hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm well read.
I don't really know anything about the seven, other than it's like...
Gets worse like, as you go?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the movie Seven?
Love it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it?
I'm a big psychological thriller guy.
You've seen three movies. What's in the box? That's
oh, yeah.
Such a good movie. That's
yeah,
them.
Dude,
that's
what's
what they
the
do.
Box?
What is in that box? What is in that box? All the Cullens.
All of the Cullens. It's one man's Cullens.
It's one large Cullens.
Look, I got a new obsession.
What?
Pat.
Stop.
Yes.
Stop.
This
King.
Is...
Go off on him, King.
I literally can't stop thinking about this. It's a new show.
Mm.
MTV's Are You the One?
What? Where do you watch...
Be Out of the Prow.
Be Out of the Prow. Where do you watch MTV?
So this past weekend, we were stumbling around Pluto TV of all places. And they have a whole channel dedicated to Are You the One? Not going to explain what Pluto TV is. You just need to know that we stumbled upon this show.
They haven't paid us.
Yeah. You just know that we stumbled upon this show. And this is a dating show that takes it to the next level, Pat. 22 hot, tight singles pop in a house. Normally, that's
speaking
where
of
I'm
lust.
Seriously, you're getting sweaty and hot. Normally, that's where I'm out on shows like that. We have 22 dumbasses in a house by themselves, and the cameras are rolling. Okay,
I like that.
I
Love Island.
That's kind of where, yeah, that's kind of where I lose interest.
Okay,
this is going into the house before they all meet each other. They've been paired by professional love matchmakers into perfect matches. So there's 11 perfect match couples.
So they
couples.
Do like a personality assessment.
Exactly. And they interview like their family and their exes and stuff. And they like go, you know, they do like a pretty good job.
Interesting.
At pairing these people together based on how compatible they'd be. Here's the twist.
Okay.
No one knows who their perfect match is.
Spicy.
And if by the end of the 10 weeks, they're able to pair themselves together in all 11 of the perfect matches, they'll win $1 million.
What?
So
I'm thinking about a tiger.
We got
Wait, that's interesting.
It's a really interesting format because people get paired together.
But they have no idea who their match is.
Right. And they do, they have like different ways that they can find out. You think you know if you're If your true love was right in front of your eyes,
you should play a game of mind meld.
Would you know? Okay, yeah. And then you hit the Godfather on round four.
Bang.
And you just know.
It's just love.
dude, but it's actually really good because
that is
like
good.
They don't get eliminated.
I like that.
So they get together, they think they're perfect match, and then they find out they're not. And they like break up, essentially.
Do they always do that? What if they're like, I just.
So there's this thing called the truth booth, which is the only way to confirm if you're a match or no match. And so. People will go into once an episode, they like get to put two people into the truth booth. And so there's people that are feeling pretty strongly that they're the
perfect
match.
Oh, so the rest of the group has to vote you in.
Yeah.
Like Steve and Erica have to be the
one.
Yeah,
they're so cute together.
Wait, so does everyone want them to find the
one? Yeah, because then if they don't, then no one wins money. So there's money, there's love.
Oh, wait, everyone gets $1 million?
Yes. The whole group splits it.
If one
so
person,
it's a team
if
competition,
one group ends up as the ones.
No, if they can guess all 11. Oh, yeah. So at the end, they have these, they guess who their perfect match is, and then they tell them how many perfect matches they have, but they don't tell them who. So you have to.
Wow, this is pretty complicated.
So there's money, there's lust, There's greed. There's lust. There's all the sins involved. And it is hot and spicy, I'll tell you.
So what is the perfect match? It's just a matchmaker. It's like this guy.
Yeah, it's like these two people come into the show are a perfect match. But that's the thing is you can fall in love with someone who's not your perfect match.
So, but once they find out that they're matched up and they're not the perfect match, do they have to break up?
Well, that's the thing is they're like, some people feel so strongly about each other that they're like, I don't care what it says. Like, even if we're not a match, like we're still going to like be together after this. And then they kind of stop playing the game. And it's like, dude, you got to play the game if you want the big bucks. But some people aren't there for the big bucks.
Some people are there for love.
Here's what I'm saying. Are you the one on MTV gets the homeroom stamp of approval? And I never thought I'd talk for so long about an MTV reality show.
That's powerful.
But here we are.
That just makes me think of all the old MTV shows.
Yeah, back in the heyday.
But I like that reality TV, they're at least making some kind of effort to make it feel real.
Yeah.
Not when we were watching it, like Next.
Room Raiders.
That shit. Room Raiders was so scripted.
It was horrible.
Every guy just has like
cum all over his bed. Yeah.
Just has like a pentagram of semen on his walls. Like every guy.
Look at this.
And he's then
dirty underwear
and porn, like just nudie mags everywhere, even though it was like the internet era. And yeah, that was like but Next was a good one. Oh, the Date My Mom.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what was that?
That was fucking crazy.
What was...
So the shitty ex-boyfriend would sit on a couch with... it was Date My Mom. Okay, so shitty ex-boyfriend would sit on the couch with current girlfriend and dad.
Yes, dad was there.
Dad and mom want boyfriend gone. So they watch as mom goes on a date with a bunch of guys. And then at the end, she picks a guy to go on a date with girlfriend.
Right. And then she gets
and
to
then
choose.
Boyfriend has to watch all of this as girlfriend goes on date with guy and decides if she wants to go on a second date.
And the whole time the dad's just talking shit to the shitty ex-boyfriend. Like, look, this is what, this
but
is how you
both
treat a lady.
Of these women,
this is how you treat my lady.
And I feel like I remember some of the times they'd have like the boyfriend would like end up like hooking up with like the mom.
No.
Yeah, I feel like I remember that.
No.
I'm pretty sure I remember like
the dad liked it.
And the dad's just watching like, what the? And then like the boyfriend and the dad are now both just pissed off. The mom's just like making
There's
out with
no
like a 20-year-old.
There's no way mom.
I think
up on that
so.
Show.
I think so. That would be good TV.
That would be great TV.
That would be good TV. But yeah, those were the good days. But yeah, this sounds interesting. I like Love Island. I love me some Love Island. A nice tight bird.
Is that a British show?
A nice tight bird.
I'll watch anything.
Oh, she's
British.
A right bird.
Ew.
That's what they always say.
Ew.
Oh, I call girls birds.
Oh.
They love their
accent.
Doesn't
feel right. But when you got a British accent, you can pretty much say whatever you want. Americans will love
it. Yeah, he's a ditty clunker.
You're just like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he is a diddy
clunker. That sounds
clunker.
Neat.
He's a diddy clunker, isn't he? Is that it for Are You the One?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I like the show.
Does it make you feel good?
Talking about it didn't make me feel great.
Yeah.
Kind of made me feel like I should probably focus on maybe finding a fun fact about myself before I watch MTV reality shows again.
Yeah, a ditty clunker.
Maybe I'll check out Love Island.
Love Island's good.
That
if anything, it
fact.
Gives you some good vocab.
Yeah, you've said clunker a couple times.
And a bird.
And you call me a bird.
Yeah, a nice bird.
That's pretty fun. Should we pay some bills before we wrap it on up?
Yeah. Wait, can we give a big shout out to our freaking growing massive audience?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We mentioned at the top
Hong
of the show.
Hong Kong.
We're kind of an international conglomerate right now. We obviously have our one tried and true listener in Australia, but.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
To Germany.
Since last week, we've added Germany and Hong Kong to the mix.
Yeah.
Which is super exciting. Three very different kind
Hi,
of cultures.
Hong Kong.
But I think it just really speaks to us as broadcasters where we kind of transcend these cultural barriers and we kind of like can really bring everyone together. So 98% of our audience is from the United States. less than 1% from Germany, less than 1% from Australia, and less than 1% from Hong Kong.
Less than 1% of 14 billion people.
It's a lot. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, so we're such still a
have,
big number.
We still have at least seven or 8 million listening from
and
Hong
it's
Kong.
Huge. Yeah. So I kind of feel like a big responsibility now to kind of be welcoming to all of our listeners from all over the world. And it's just so great when you have a platform like this that kind of...
we are no longer the voice of just a generation. Mm-hmm. We're the voice of a species.
Right, exactly. And I kind of feel like
we have a responsibility.
Right. so with that said, let's
sell our product.
Let's push a little bit of product here. Pat, if you just want to read this next one.
Yeah. So this episode of Homeroom is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente CPAP machine for awake apnea.
Right. They got a new CPAP machine.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess I say it
differently. Okay. Right. CPAP.
Yeah. CPAP.
I just pronounce
machine.
It weird. But yeah. So this is for people with awake apnea.
So you've seen people with sleep apnea where they sleep with a little suction thing over their nose that kind of provides positive air pressure so that they don't snore.
So this is people who are formerly known as mouth breathers, you know,
yeah.
People who for
awake apnea
for the longest time were just sort of shunned for being who they are. But now they don't have to worry because they just put a nice little suction cup on their face, right over their little nose.
It's a little Darth Vader-y a little bit. It kind of has that like sound to it.
Yeah, which is very cool.
Which is very cool, especially now that, you know, Star Wars is so big again. And it's a lot better than just, you know, the former, which I have a bit of experience with, where you kind of are just sitting with your mouth open and, you know, you'll get kind of bored and you'll just kind of do some awake snoring. You know, kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
For an example,
for those of you who don't know
what that might sound like,
snoring might be.
Yeah. So for a little example of like
awake snoring, actually,
of what awake snoring
weirdly like
sleep snoring. Yeah. The
which
difference,
is crazy.
Yeah. The difference being, of course, that you're, you know, at a movie theater or something, and it's
paying
not,
attention,
and it's not paying attention fully awake, and it's not that loud. I definitely would consider it loud, but not that loud.
But yeah, big shout out to Kaiser for the CPAP. Yeah. Yeah. What does that stand for again?
CPAP.
Oh, okay. CPAP.
Yeah.
Yes.
CPAP stands for CPAP.
Okay. I could see that. I could see how that could be true.
Mm-hmm.
So wake up.
So wake up, bitches.
My turn. So this is a good one. This is hot.
Mm-hmm.
This is so hot. For my our German fans.
Yeah, of course.
I was at a I was at an art festival. Yeah. Like
fancy.
Like an art and food and like a just basically like a coming together of culture.
Was it kind of like a pretty exclusive event?
No.
Mm.
Anybody who was anybody was there.
Okay. Anybody who is anybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Was there.
Okay.
It was just like one of those ones where like a big street gets shut down. They throw up a bunch of tents and just like people come and sell their knickknacks and their goods.
So a lot of like classical Renaissance paintings.
Well, that's
and...
what I want to talk about. There were a lot of crystals.
Oh, okay.
And these crystals are hot.
Look, they got magic powers.
These crystals are hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know anything about it.
Right. Well,
and
because
I'm kind of intimidated. Is this like the start of like witchcraft?
Well, if you believe in science and the scientific method and
I don't
experimentation, then you would kind of be of the mind that it's complete bullshit. But you and I are we think with our hearts more than
with
our
with
brains.
My heart.
Exactly.
I don't think.
Yeah, exactly. There's no need to think when you're living with your heart. So I would say give it a go, you know?
Yeah.
Buy a couple of crystals, see how it makes you feel.
So I was doing my research, my due diligence, and the link that I have is not working, but you can select your crystal through the power of the internet.
Really?
Yeah. You
Get
don't even have
here.
To be in person with your crystal to know that your crystal's the one.
Wow.
And so I'm going to give you the test. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I need you to react fast.
All right.
Okay.
Don't make me say anything
so
stupid.
For everyone at home, I'm just going to show Hunter a picture of seven crystals, and he's just going to tell me immediately which one his eyes go to and which one he looks at the first. Whichever one catches your eye. Ready?
Okay. Should I have my eyes open or closed?
Go.
The golden one. Top right.
Golden.
The golden round.
Of course.
The golden round.
We should have known.
What? What does
Materialistic
that mean?
Materialistic Hunter.
No, come on. What were the other options?
We'll see. Hold
you
on.
You put that one right in the center of my vision.
No.
Oh, I feel like
okay,
I got
so
duped.
You went to number three.
Yeah, number
which
three,
is
golden round.
Citrine.
Okay. I love
citrine.
Lemons.
Citrine. This is for you. Then it lists the uses.
Okay.
So you would use citrine for increasing the flow of money.
Let's go.
Or reducing negative
that.
Thinking.
Get that in my life, dude. I need
greedy.
Money. I need money.
Greedy boy.
Give me that rock.
You just
dude.
Stare. You're like, oh, is that gold? Is that a lump of gold?
Yeah. And it's like, no, that's citrine. It's going to make you rich.
Even better than a lump of gold.
Dude.
It's citrine,
so
bitches.
What you're telling me is I could invest like $10,000 in citrine and that's just going to get me more money?
Yeah.
That's
basically.
Brilliant.
There's like a direct one-to-one relationship of like how much money you spend on crystals.
It's
how much
one-to-one?
Money you get.
Oh, yeah. So I spend $10,000 and then I get $10,000?
Sure.
Plus all the crystals I got?
Plus the citrines.
I don't lose my citrines?
All the citrines.
All right. That's not a bad gig.
Yeah.
Wait, so that test was just to let me know which one.
That's your citrine guy now. That's
oh,
your, that's
okay.
your crystal forever.
All of the crystals are, it wasn't like a horoscope where it like tells you something about your personality.
No, no, no.
It's just like
it's a
this
life,
is what.
It's a lifestyle. Like it's a lifelong commitment.
To citrine. Which one did you look at first?
I haven't done it.
Oh, well, let me give it to you. But you've already, you're
yeah,
biased,
I've
dude.
Examined. But just try it.
You're biased. You're going to pick the one that.
No.
You're going to pick a bad one. All right, ready? This is so such bullshit. 3, 2, 1.
Blue.
This bottom blue?
Bottom blue.
Ooh, it's wait, a little round spiky
to describe
boy.
What it looks like, it's like beautiful. It's like the ocean. It looks, you can see, you look into it and it seems like it goes for miles and miles
right.
and miles.
It's like number two right behind citrine. So number five, that's...
it is a beautiful rock.
Aqua aura.
Of course it is. Yeah, it had to be.
And you're wearing a blue shirt from a blue water bottle, dude.
It absolutely had to be.
Your shirt and water bottle
but
with that color.
I read this article and it assured me that it has nothing to do with color. It's just intuition.
Oh, this...
It's all intuition.
Wait, this actually scares me. This is haunting a little bit. The aqua aura is for psychic protection or developing psychic abilities.
Yes.
And I know.
And my plan has been revealed.
You got, because I know you have that in you.
Yeah, I do.
I know you.
I've been, yeah, people tell me that.
You'll pop a blood vessel trying to move something with your mind. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
And so I really hope you don't get your hands on the aqua aura and go full 11 on us.
Well, moving inanimate objects is one thing, but I've been controlling you for years. You're my fucking puppet.
When I was younger, in my Pokemon days, elementary school, I...
And you're a trainer?
I thought that I could be a Psyduck. you know how Psyduck, he can control stuff with his mind by focusing really hard? Obviously, doing that, the only way to develop that kind of skill would have been to tighten your Little League baseball cap as tight as it would go around your head and focus as hard as you can in the backseat of your mom's minivan.
To flex out of it?
To kind of start developing psychic abilities. This was before I knew about Aqua Aura, obviously.
Yeah. Well, you're not... I mean, you say that like you have access to Aqua Aura. You don't.
Oh,
your intuition guided you to... material values. Mm-hmm. So you have a citrine.
Okay.
And that's very citrine of you to want my crystal.
Come on.
That's so citrine to be greedy. But I don't understand why tightening
get out of my head, dude.
Tightening your baseball cap?
Right. Because I mean it's a really logical thing because Psyduck, the Pokemon, of course.
The duck.
The duck. Yeah. The psychic duck. Psyduck.
Wait. That's what that stands for?
Of course. Would control things with his mind, obviously, but he got so tired afterwards
that
from his headache.
Wear a little league baseball cap?
No, because his head would hurt so bad. So if I made my head hurt so bad, maybe I could be a Psyduck. It was like a pretty logical.
So you're breaking
kind of,
it down in reverse engineering.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Psyduck's
exactly.
head hurts because he's psychic. If Hunter head hurt, he Hunter's becomes Psyduck. Psyduck. Psychic duck.
Yeah, psychic duck. It was pretty simple stuff that we're dealing with.
But it's also it's like simplistically genius.
Right. All the best like scientific breakthroughs are actually like really simple when you break them down and kind of strip them from all of the complexities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just kind of like the start.
Is Psyduck your favorite Pokemon?
No, just the one I thought I could realistically be.
Who's your favorite Pokemon?
Yeah,
you don't have a shot at many other.
No.
Maybe a Snorlax.
Shut up. I knew you were going to say that.
Or Muk.
No.
Yeah.
Probably I like Wartortle.
Not Blastoise.
People always either like the first evolution or the third evolution. No one gives the middle evolution. No one gives the middle evolution.
That could be a fun fact.
I like Wartortle.
I like second evolution Pokemon.
Yeah, because they're like...
And I'm 26 years old.
Like transient, as they're like...
It's like puberty.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You identify with like sort of pubescent and maybe prepubescent
Pokemon.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a fun fact. Or is that an opinion? Is that a fun fact or a fun opinion?
Change my mind.
Honestly, change my mind.
You can't. Wartortle is number one. I like Psychic Duck, actually.
Yeah,
he's high on my list.
Yeah.
I like Geodude because he's just like freaking...
He's so tight.
He's just like an arm with a... With heads.
Oh.
Is he a head
with
arms
it. Nope.
Or an arm with head?
Stick with it. I think he's an arm with heads.
An arms with head.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Psyduck.
This is my last one. This is my last one.
What are we at?
Doesn't matter,
two
man.
2.5 hours?
Doesn't matter, dude. There's only 2.5. I was at Trader Joe's today. You had told a really funny story yesterday, last week, about...
thank you.
An adult,
it was really funny.
An adult man.
It was really funny.
An adult man being rude at
chugging
a restaurant.
Juice.
Chugging juice at a restaurant.
Slurping that juice.
I was at Trader Joe's today, and I overheard this adult man in shorts and a backwards cap.
How adult? What degree of dirt? Of dirt?
Late 30s. He was dressed like a high schooler from the 90s, and he goes up to one of the people that work at Trader Joe's, and he just goes, "Excuse me, where the hell are the mangoes?" It was such...
So enraged.
Just so... But he wasn't, like, pissed... Really, like, it was like, what? Where the hell are the mangoes? Like,
where the hell are the mangoes?
Just like, it was
who
like,
is, he's, where are you keeping those
he
mangoes?
Said, excuse me. So he's like, he had some.
Just really on his last nerve, but not at anyone else's fault. Just yeah. Like, where the hell could they be?
Where the hell could these mangoes be? Like, seriously.
And who's hiding them from me?
Because they were right here last week and now they're gone. So where that, like, it, but he,
what was her response?
She told them exactly where they were.
And he said, oh,
no shit.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, it was so... It's kind of like a funny move.
Yeah, it's using, a hilarious
where
move.
The hell? Wait, where the hell are the mangoes?
Just like so upset.
Yeah. So I don't know if I ended on that.
I like a good... Okay, well, what you said... When you said adult, it made me think... This is a hot take.
Okay.
Not a hot take. This is more just like a freaking breakdown of society, you know?
Oh my God, are you about to roast society?
In societal norms?
Let's go!
Yeah. hey, Earth to Earth? What's the deal with categorizing? So we got kids, right?
We got kids.
Let's start with kids. Maybe 0 to 10?
Yeah.
0 to 10
zero
kids.
To 10.
And then we got preteens, 11 to 12, sometimes 13, but technically they're a teen at that point. And then we got teens, so we got 13 to 19. And then we just have adults, maybe young adults, 20 to 25. But then we have adults, 25 and for infinity? Where's that so confusing?
We need more categories.
We need more categories. We need middle adults, double middle adults, old adults, and
we need more evolutions of adults.
Yeah. Because I think this all was decided when people lived to be like 11 years old and society, everyone was dying. And we're like, oh, we just need like after 18, two categories.
It's evenly split. After 18, you got 12 more good years and then you're out.
And then you're a dead adult. And
we adults decided die. We wanted to live longer.
Yeah. And now we're living till we're freaking 120 years old.
Dude, you know what you are? This is honestly Pat's jam right now when he's just roasting the world.
Somebody's gotta say, you know.
Honestly,
me and Billie Eilish are just on the same page.
Yeah, dude. Why? Just question everything.
Us against the world. Like, why do we have to accept everything?
Hey, this was a fun little chat. I've been sitting across from Pat Coyle, a.k.a. America's Dad Bod, a.k.a. Pat, tall, dark, and handsome, or like short, white, and yells at the TV in front of his children, Coyle.
Thanks, Hunt.
I love this song.
It's a good song. Did you watch SNL?
I did. She went upside down on that bitch.
I didn't watch. Hunter, thank you for having us, a.k.a. Hunter, the Michael Jackson of podcasting, a.k.a. the Kellyanne Conway of comedy. Heck. Thanks, buddy.
Of course. As always, thanks to our sponsors. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye, hater. I'm that bad type. Make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type. Might seduce your dad type.